I, Paul, was Saul, compelled by the Spirit, went to Jerusalem, not knowing what would happen to me there. I only knew that in every city the Holy Spirit warned me that prison and hardships were facing me. Some Jews saw me at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd. They seized me. The people came running from all directions. They dragged me from the temple, and immediately the gates were shut. The commander of the Roman troops came up and arrested me and ordered me to be bound with two chains. What did I do in Rome under house arrest? Well, firstly, I witnessed from morning till evening, explaining about the kingdom of God. And from the law of Moses and from the prophets, I tried to persuade them about Jesus. Some were convinced by what I said, but others would not believe. For 2 whole years, I stayed there in my own rented house and welcomed all who came in to see me. Secondly, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear through the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and share all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. Thirdly, I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. We are all in a lockdown situation during the coronavirus. Therefore, finally, let us pray that out of God's glorious riches, he may strengthen us with power through his Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And let us pray that we, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Central Baptist community, to grasp how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Amen.